الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel We once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations In this program we select one ayah from the Holy Quran and we discuss its sabab of nuzul reason of its revelation when and why was it revealed and what is its background Today we've included a beautiful verse from Surah Al-An'am, verse 124. May Allah to learn insha'Allah, but before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri. Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge onto others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Let's listen the recitation of the verse which we have included in today's program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَهُ سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَارٌ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ
Translation And when a sign comes to them, they say, We shall never embrace faith until we are also given the equivalent of that which the Messenger of Allah were given. Allah knows best regarding where to place His message, prophethood. Soon severe punishment shall reach the evil doers in the court of Allah due to their scheming. Respected viewers, and when a sign comes to them, we talk about its contextual background. Walid bin Mughira said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if prophethood is true, then I am more deserving of it than you. Because I am older than you in age and wealthier than you. This verse was revealed on this occasion. According to one opinion, this verse was revealed regarding Abu Jahl, who said, We opposed the offsprings of Abd Manaf in relation to leadership. And now they say that There is one prophet among us upon whom wahi reveals. By Allah, neither will we embrace faith upon him nor will we ever follow him unless wahi also reveals upon us the way it reveals upon him. Second verse, let's learn a few important facts regarding the belief of the prophethood. This implies that the selection of prophethood is from Allah Almighty. It is not sought through deeds, ethnicity, or wealth. There are a few important facts to be remembered regarding the belief of the prophethood, Nubuwwah. Prophethood is not kasabi, that it may be earned by making efforts through the acts of worship. Rather, it is an absolute bestowment of Allah Almighty. He grants prophethood through His grace, through His fadl, to whomsoever He wishes. However, He Almighty grants it to only Him whom He makes deserving of this auspicious rank. He who deems it prophethood to be kasabi, i.e. he believes that a person can reach the station of prophethood through his efforts and spirituality, is a disbeliever. So one thing is clear, nubuwa, prophethood, is not kasabi. It cannot be earned through efforts of worship or piety. But it is wahabi, meaning it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from the formula of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chooses whomsoever he wishes. Further, he who considers it possible for the prophethood of a prophet to be taken away is a disbeliever. This is also important, that prophethood cannot be taken away. It is necessary for a prophet to be infallible. The dishonor of infallibility is specific to the prophets and angels, as no one besides them is infallible, meaning ma'soom. Considering imams to be infallible like prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam is misguidance and irreligiousness. This prophetic honor means that there has been a promise of protection for them from Allah Almighty. Due to this, it is intrinsically impossible for a sin to be committed by them. Whereas there is no such promise of protection from Allah Almighty regarding the A'imma and the Grand Awliya. Nonetheless, Allah Almighty keeps them safe from committing sins, but even if they do, it is not intrinsically impossible. There is consensus upon the fact that honorable prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam, even before being granted prophethood and also afterwards, are infallible, ma'soom, from polytheism, disbelief, and every such action that is detestable to people, such as the condemnable acts like lying, dishonesty, and ignorance, etc. Along such actions that are against dignity, they are also categorically infallible from major sins. And the truth is that they are infallible from even committing minor sins deliberately before and after being granted prophethood. Whereas the part of the verse, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatah, Allah knows best regarding where to place his message, prophethood. Meaning Allah Almighty knows best that who is deserving of prophethood, so that he may bless him with this supreme honor. And he also knows him who is not worthy of it. O disbelievers of Makkah, you are not worthy of being blessed with a supreme rank like prophethood. Moreover, prophethood is not attained through request either. Especially, how can a person who is indulged in evil acts like jealousy, deception, breaking promises, etc., and he who possesses a lowly character be worthy of an auspicious rank like prophethood? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala remarks, when Allah Almighty cast gaze upon the hearts of people, he found the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best amongst the hearts of everyone. Hence he chose him, blessed him with prophethood. After Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cast gaze upon the hearts of people, so he found the hearts of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum to be better than the hearts of other people. Hence he made them the wazids of his prophet. They fight in the support, aid of his religion. Thus, whatever Muslims deem good is good in the sight of Allah too, and whatever Muslims deem bad is bad in the sight of Allah too. So this is the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran containing the beautiful message that prophethood is not kasabi, it is a wahabi, it is fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophets are the chosen ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In respect to us, a few other Madani pearls we also learned regarding prophethood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand and to learn the true meanings of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you barakah and blessings. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.